So, it takes a little while to load, but otherwise it has been working so far most of the day.
But you can you can tell us.
But well, I can't speed it up. Okay. Oops, wrong button. And then slide. Yeah, okay. So, we have upgraded FTTV. And FTTV, if you don't know, is a multi-purpose VNC-based desktop sharing system used to give presentation via the internet. It's a Java-enabled web browser, or VNC client is sufficient for the presenter and the audience to use this FTTV. And it's also possible to broadcast a local VNC server via FTTV. And the upgrade was introduced on March the 21st this year. The hardware of FTTV now is a dual Xeon 2.2 GHz Intel CPU. It has 4 GB of RAM, so as with the 5 channels we have on it, 500 MB allocated to each channel. The old system, we only had 500 MB of RAM, and that meant there was only 70 MB allocated to each of the 3 channels. So if people wanted to show a PowerPoint presentation that was 80 megabytes, it simply wouldn't start up. That problem we don't have anymore. There's also a 2x36 GB SCSI hard disk configured as RAID 1, and then there's a gigabit Ethernet connection on it. The software, it's a Linux-based operating system. We have Apache web server that is used for the web front-end configuration of channels, starting and stopping of channels, booking channels, upload and download the files, and viewing of channels by serving a Java-based VNC viewer applet. Perl is used as the scripting language. It's Tight VNC that we use as the VNC server and VNC viewer applet. Our desktop as the RDP client, and the VNC reflector for multiplexing VNC sessions. And then we are using Windows XP Professional for delivering this Windows desktop via RDP. And the Windows XP are running as virtual machines, and we're using VMware to set that up. Then on each channel, we have put some application software. Each channel is actually having its own FTTH messenger JID use ID. Unfortunately, I noticed today that we have not configured that properly, so only channel 1 is working for the moment with the JIDC, so we can't show that online with FTTV for the moment on channel 3. There's also loaded Microsoft Office 2003, so there's a full version of PowerPoint, Word, Excel, and Microsoft Project available to you. The Adobe Acrobat 7 Professional is there for you, so you can actually create PDF files online if you so wish. It's loaded with Windows Media Player 10, so you can show films also. And then we have a Dassault System 3D XML player, so some CAT files can actually be shown on FTTV as well. And then all the other usual Windows XP Professional applications is also there for you to use. So now we have 5 channels. 3 of those channels are bookable by everyone, and we have only reserved 2 of the channels for IFTA and ESA personnel. Each channel can be booked for 1 day at a time, 30 days in advance. And immediately when you have booked the channel, you can upload and you can download the presentations. You can, of course, not view them until on the day of your booking. Then it's your session, and IFTA TV will start up with your specifications. And then after the presentation, it will stay available for download for 7 days, or until if you decide to cancel the presentation immediately after the day, then it will disappear immediately. So the uses of it, as I said, the old FTTV only had 3 channels, and it was actually so that just the week before we did the upgrade, the three channels were fully booked for a week, so the upgrade came in very timely. With the new system in May, we had sort of 23 bookings. I think this is sort of around 20% of the working day, so there's plenty of resources to be used still, and 33 different registered users we had March 22nd, and that increased to 48 in June the 9th. So the number of people actually using it is increasing. Okay, so some final remarks. On the homepage of EFTA TV that I have listed there, we have introduced a button. So if you click that one, you'll actually have a check of your web browser whether it's actually capable of running the Java applets. And if it's not, there will be a link to where you can actually get the latest version of the Java applet for your computer. You'll also find a user manual there, and I can only recommend people to download that PDF. And then you, by reading that, you can easily book EFTA TV and use it. The other thing on your homepage, you can go and check if there are any free channels to be booked. And I can only recommend you to go ahead and use it. And if there are any problems, please let us know. And if you have any suggestions for improvements, we are certainly happy if you will let us know what to do. EFTA TV is being set up by Stefan Beck working in Garkin, and now we have another person, Walter Schiller, who is actually helping with the maintenance. And then the very last was that last week we had a bit of a shock while on Thursday EFTA TV actually went down, which was very unlucky. Especially, it was sort of a German holiday for Thursday and Friday, and all my support people were actually away, and we had a severe problem. We have got it started, as you see again. Stefan came back to me. He thinks there was something with the VMware service that went wrong, but he needs to look more into what actually went wrong. So hopefully we don't see that again. That was actually it, and this is the home page, and yeah. So if you have...
Thank you. Any questions, remote? If more local questions, please.
Gunther mentioned the problem about the different VNC dialects.
Yeah.
So we had a problem with changing it from VNC, from Type VNC to Ultra VNC. We needed Ultra VNC because of the possibility of displaying videos.
Yeah.
And Ultra VNC has a complete different administrator structure than Type VNC has. So is anybody aware of those differences? Because sometimes EFTA TV will have to switch to the newer VNC systems.
What you are using for TSC?
Which VNC are you using? We are VNC professional edition.
I don't know whether it's valid, but sometime back comparisons between the different dialects, I didn't find any significant difference.
If you're working using it as an administrator or a user with administrator rights, there's no problem. They're even compatible. But if you have, like we do have in our open rooms, public access to VNC. With Type VNC, the user is allowed to set the password, for instance, because Ultra VNC is not.
My point was a different one. I didn't see any performance difference. So why do we not simply stick to real VNC?
Because there is a difference. You cannot show movies embedded in PowerPoints transported by Type VNC. It just stops. But Ultra VNC does.
So there is one specifically set of applications that is tested. I think it performs this, but I didn't see any difference between them. Really, in the end, was faster than the other two apps. So it is for particular types of features that one version is faster and which are possibly tested.
But even this would not be that bad, but the difference is the possibility. That's a great
one. So, but do the problems with FTTV when you're using?
No. Not standalone. Tight VNC versus ultra VNC and ultra VNC.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Can we go on to the next presentation? The last presentation. No.